And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Actually, Corey Sandin's here, too, but he's actually here for MC Swim Baits. But we're live at Dana Landing. It's a beautiful morning on Mission Bay this morning. It's a great event. Come on down. This is the big Bay Bass Sale and Seminar at Dana Landing, and you're not going to believe the deals they have down here. It's an assembly of all the top guys associated with fishing and bay bass fishing. It's a great show. So come on down, Dana Landing, and tune in right here. Let's Talk Hookup. We have Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters as our guest and a whole host of other people. So you stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trank's 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank's 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank's Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, today is the day, Pete. What a perfect day for the big Bay Bass Seminar and Sale down here at Dana Landing. I mean, it is on, and man, they nailed it. The weather's perfect. Fish are biting. This is going to be a big day.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. There's so many different vendors here, and what a great show we have lined up for you here. The big star is stepping up here, and that's Ben Pinard is the big star here. He's got his skateboard and his helmet on. But
Tony Hawk Jr.?
Yeah, Tony Hawk Jr. Yeah. Hey, Steve Pinard is ready to roll. Good morning, Steven.
What's up, Steve?
Yeah, what a great show here.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Yeah, yeah. And Benny Florentino, Coastal Charters. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. So I can't believe the layout here, Steve, of all the vendors that you put together here. Oh, 20-some vendors here, right?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, this is our eighth annual, and it just kind of built itself. You know, it wasn't huge. It was kind of a sale and a couple people, and it just people keep wanting to go, so it keeps extending down the boardwalk.
Yeah, gotta love it. Yeah, and free lunch later.
Yep.
And samples of the new Salty Crew beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you go wrong with that?
And I'm telling you what. In the meantime, I think right now the store is a buzz because the deals in there are crazy.
You guys are killing it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we talk about it every year. It's not stuff, you know, it's not the Fred Hall show, but it's all stuff that you need.
Yeah.
You know, it's not oddballs or anything. It's swim baits. It's all the stuff, if you're fishing in Southern California, you need every week. Yeah. So.
And also, this is the last chance to sign up for the big tournament next Saturday and compete against Rock Cod Rick in Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, is that the team?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're keeping it in the
house.
Keeping it in the family this year.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ace Doug Kern?
I mean, trust me. Doug's my tournament partner, has been, always will be. He's got a family commitment. And Dallas taking it out. And I will say, we pre-fished the other day, and she got me legitimately. So I'm liking our chances.
That's a good thing. But, yeah. You know, while we're talking about the deals, just to kind of sample, and we'll talk more about this, but 20% off of war baits. All the rods are 10% off. All reels are 10% off. Lures are 15% off. That's all lures?
All lures, yeah.
All lures.
That's cool.
All clothing, 20% off.
Yep.
MC Swim Baits, our buddy Corey Sander right next to us, 20% off on the stuff that never goes on sale, MC Swim Baits.
On the most popular time to get it, you know, pre-tournament. Like,
yeah.
The time when it would be selling itself, it's 20% off.
35% off Cousin Rods. Chase Baits are 15% off, and Promar's 15% off.
Yep.
So, holy mackerel.
Again, even Corey's stuff, I mean, the bins are empty because people just buy them all.
Yeah.
We don't need to sell it. We don't need to put it on sale. But, again, it's got, I mean, the tournament's next weekend, and
yep.
It's that time
That's cool,
so
Steve.
Yeah. And I must say, you know, the Promar stuff, because I'm a lobster guy, you have one of the best stocks of Promar lobster stuff, anybody, right here, right? As soon as you enter the door. So if you're going to lobster fishing, you've got all the right stuff.
Pretty much everything, yeah.
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 Hey, the tackle store right now is as complete as I've ever seen it. You have everything a Southern California angler needs in there.
One-stop shop.
Yeah, and you have licenses and food. That's
food,
the deli, right?
The deli.
Yeah, making me hungry, huh, Benny?
Roger that.
Yeah, all these people eating these deli sandwiches, the breakfast sandwiches, man, making us hungry for sure, but it's good. And Benny, so coming up at 10 o'clock, of course, next door we have the big seminar.
Yeah, we get to talk fishing.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. And yeah. Afrin and you and Corey
and Moyer.
And Matt Moyer, yeah, it's going to be a fun thing. And what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about some, techniques and what type of baits to fish, you know, that harbor for some of those big bass, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe some big calicos on that jetty out there.
Oh, yeah. Because it's an open bay bass tournament,
that's
right?
That's true. All three species, spotties, sand bass, and calico bass.
Yeah.
And so, even a halibut jackpot.
Halibut division, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's some good stuff. So what's been going on with Coastal Charters?
Well, I was on the water all day yesterday, chased some yellowtail on the west end of Catalina.
Wow.
You know, just as Mark had said, there's some fish out there in deeper water, and we chased them. They just were moving really, really quick. The bass fishing, you know, I think it's the day after the storm. The bass fishing was tough. We probably caught a dozen bass at the island. I picked up around 2 o'clock and headed to the beach, fished Palos Verdes, and caught another 30 bass. We were on one spot that was just biting.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So
cool. Wait a minute, it's January.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be.
Oh yeah, I was in. Olukais and board shorts all day, and on the backside was gorgeous. You know, there was some wind in the morning, that northeast, a little chilly, but for the most part, water temp was anywhere from 60 to 61.5 degrees.
It's warmer there than it is here.
It's pretty darn good. Yeah,
cool.
Air temp was still the same. I mean, it's still cold, but water temp was good. A lot of bait out there, a lot of bait in the middle of the bay. You know, the crossing was phenomenal. But boy, it was a lot of work. I had my regulars on the boat, so we really just worked hard and caught a bunch. You know, a big fish was probably over four. You know,
nice.
all artificial fishing. But I'll tell you, this is the time of year I like to set up on some structure with you know, as Mark said earlier, said yesterday about fishing that leadhead and squid. You can really, really do some damage on some of that big yellow that's hanging around the structure spots. And we did look at some structure spots on artificials, but they just wouldn't bite. They're definitely, you know, transitioned onto squid. So,
yeah. It's just a matter of time, right?
Yeah. But it's, for me, I'm in transition too. That was my last trip on my old boat, my Ranger 2510, and I should have a new one coming in the end of the month, beginning of February.
So, same boat.
Bigger motor, gone to a 350 Verado. And then the electronics are now different. I've gone to, I just signed on with Humminbird Minn Kota, so I'll have Solex 12s and a 15 on the bow, J&L audio, the whole deal. So,
did you say a 15 on the bow?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of screen, man. That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I'll probably get sunburned standing up there, you know. So
do you, is that Minn Kota, does that have a spot lock on it?
Yes, and I tell
you. So, when I went to Florida last week and fished with the guy, he had spot lock. I've never seen anything like that.
Oh.
Wind is ripping, current is ripping, and we're in the exact same spot. It's unbelievable.
You're fishing structure spots, right? You know, like in the summer, you'll fish structure spots, watching guys, you know, in big boats, small boats dropping anchors. I pull up, turn the boat, lock down, and the boat swings. I'm facing the current. If I need to move or adjust, take it off spot lock, readjust spot lock.
It's
just
amazing.
Like that.
Wow,
that.
Technology is
oh
unreal.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
yeah.
You got to have it. It's
you
a tool.
Have
you
got to
have it. Because I don't have a winch to bring the anchor up and down. So that thing you drop, boom, done.
That's
like a mobile anchor.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. Well, fishing with Coastal Charters and fishing with Benny is fun, but you know, coming down here to Dana Landing is also fun. And Ben. What's here for you, Ben? Ben Pinard, who's kind of in charge here, right? You're in charge, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
Talk.
Okay, this is radio. You have to talk. All right. So,
yes.
So Ben, so what's your job here?
Louder. Talk.
Helping Dad.
Helping Dad.
Job.
Yeah, your
good
dad.
Answer.
Yeah, that's it. And so, do you like to fish too, Ben?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you like to fish for?
Keep track of all the bass on the dock?
Yeah, bass or tuna.
Yeah, yeah. Spotted bay bass?
Yes.
Yeah.
You caught a yellowfin tuna this year, too,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How big was your yellowfin tuna? Nice.
Big one.
That's arm spread all the way out.
Big as you, right?
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah. That's fun. So when's your next fishing trip? When are you going to go fishing again? Pretty
maybe,
soon,
maybe
huh?
This afternoon.
Yeah, this afternoon.
Nice.
You keep a rod in your dad's office?
Yes.
Smart man.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's good. Well, you're gonna keep supervising us here and make sure we're doing the job, okay?
Yes.
And make sure you tell people about all the great deals coming down here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and you're going to hang out and answer questions for people for us here?
Yes.
Okay,
all right.
That away.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, again, Steve, the seminar and sale, what's the concept on this?
Well, 8 years ago we just started. We said, why not do something the week before the Bay Bass seminar or the Bay Bass tournament and just put together a group of great guys that really know what they're talking about for Bay Bass.
Yeah, indeed. And the cool thing is all the different vendors here, too.
Right. Yeah.
Jeff Mariani from Sajo's Kayak Fishing is here. Jeff from H&H Marine is here. He's got those beautiful Defiance boats here. Lawrence from Fishworks, of course, Corey from MC Swim Baits. San Diego Anglers are here. Of course, Ron is here, Fastlane and Salty Crew, Traeger Grills. Fisherman's Processing is here. He's got all the spices and rubs and samples over there, which is a good tip. The Bixby Motors. Who am I missing here? Seeker Rods. J-Po's here with Accurate.
Accurate. The guys from Pure Fishing.
Pure Fishing. Yeah, Maddie's here, right?
Well, kind of. But anyways.
No?
Yeah.
I thought I saw that.
And you know what? I think the cool thing here is it's just casual. Like, you can roll in for 10 minutes and go check it out. You can say, you know, it's pretty easy. You're not walking into a room of a, you know, the seminar is next door at Ron's, but on that you can just kind of roll through.
it's cool that you get to check everything out, easy day, and not only are you taking advantage of the sale, but you're getting everything that's going on here. And it's the seminar is awesome. I mean, a panel of true experts, but in addition to that, you can walk by MC Swimbait's booth and talk to Corey. Hey, I'm going to fish the bay. What colors do I need to get? So you're getting handpicked by the man himself, and they're 20% off.
And on top of that, you can sign up for the I think there's still some spots for the tournament next week.
Yep.
And if you sign up for CCA or renew, you get a $40 gift card, and I think it's $30 to join CCA?
Yeah. So you get a $40
gift card.
Gift card
to spend
$30. And the gift card's good at Dana Landing.
Correct.
That's so cool, Steve.
It's there, and, you know, obviously, you know, CCA is
it's $35
preserving our rights to fish.
And of course, we're doing a huge raffle today to benefit Captain Rollins Kids at Sea and CCA, right?
Yep. I think there's
you guys will have tickets available.
Yep. There's a 160 quart Yeti cooler that got donated to Friends of Rollo.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. They're coolers around here somewhere. It's a beautiful cooler. That's about an $800 cooler.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it actually has a like a. A Yeti, like a
sea deck,
a sea deck style top on it and everything. And there's an inflatable stand up paddleboard by Brew Surf, which will be here.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a pile of stuff that is probably worth more than the other stuff. So, three chances to win that, and that will get split between CCA and Friends of Rollo.
So go to the CCA booth, Friends of Rollo booth, and buy your tickets.
Right next to each other,
Go check the stuff out. When's that raffle going to happen?
I think right after the seminar.
Okay.
Or around lunchtime, so new time or something.
Yeah. I mentioned also Jeff from One Cool Tuna. I saw him. He's here, too, with all his stuff.
Yep.
I'm sorry if I missed a few other guys, but I haven't had – there's so many guys collecting around here, right?
We have 2 hours. We'll get them all.
Yeah, we'll definitely get them all.
I still think that gift card deal is insanely crazy. So how does somebody get that? I know we talked about it, but again, you sign up for CCA, which costs you $35. You get handed a $40 gift card. You make money by signing up for CCA. How does somebody take advantage of that?
So I just dropped off a stack of 120 cards for $40 at CCA. Go over there, again, either renew or sign up over there, and they'll just hand you a gift card.
You make $5.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
what
awesome,
a great
buddy.
Deal.
That's so cool.
Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show here live from Dana Landing. You want to be down here. It's a great morning and a lot going on. And it's all morning, all the way through about 1 o'clock, there's going to be things happening here. And the sale's going to go on till when?
Till we close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Which is what time? Whenever.
Probably 8 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. But now is the time to get down here because the vendors will be here till 1 and food and free refreshments and stuff like that. You can't miss. And even Benny Florentino, you brought gifts too, right?
Yeah, I brought a few few hats from Shimano and AFCO just to, for people stepping up. Or if I see a kid well roll up, I'm going to throw him down a flat bill.
Nice.
Dig it, man.
There you go.
At least I can do to help out. But I tell you, that CCA deal, what Steve's doing to help promote CCA by, the people re-signing or joining CCA, it's not costing them anything.
Yep.
Literally. And you can get all your supplies, your war bait heads, your MC swim baits for the tournament next week, your A-rigs, whatever it may be, to help the cause.
Yeah, and that's all out of Steve's pocket. And thank you, Steve. Very generous of you.
I'm not looking for the pat in the back, but that's how important I think CCA and the job that they are doing, that we've never had that representation in California. Or it's a national group, but I think CCA is without them, we're not going to be fishing here soon. So
super important.
I truly think that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's preserving our future to fish. There's no question. And we have a great show lined up for today and a couple of great prizes here, too, for our Step Up to the Mic people.
Boy, we really do. Yeah, this is just going to be a perfect day, and it's such a good day to come down to Dana Landing. It's Sunday. It's perfect weather. It's going to be a great time. We're just celebrating fishing and having a good time, and we want to have you come join us. If you want to be a part of the fun, come down to Dana Landing. Super easy to find. We're right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And every person that steps up to the microphone that asks a question on the air this morning is going to go into a raffle for a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, and we picked such a perfect pair to give away today. That's the Piahi, and I'm sure you could comment, Steve, like Piahis are one of those pairs of glasses that literally fit everybody. Yep. You know, like when somebody's like, I'm not sure what I want, you almost can always pick those out, and it's such a universal fit and such a good pair of fishing glasses, Benny. You know,
absolutely.
It's the perfect amount of wrap, so you don't get any sun coming in the sides, but it's a square, modern, very good-looking pair of glasses. And, man, we're really stoked. This particular fair is that black matte rubber frame, the blue Hawaii lens, which is one of the newer great lenses, and it's always that super thin Maui Jim glass. So that's going to one person who steps up to the microphone today, and we're very excited to get to do that. And then in addition to that, we've also got a
Bob the Bone Carver.
Really, really cool carving of a spotted bay bass.
Right.
How cool is
that?
Yeah,
Bob stepped up and helped us out. Bob Cox, the Bone Carver. That is a really cool little mount.
Yeah,
and so that's going to go to a second person.
Awesome.
For our step up to the mic.
So two killer prizes. Again, if you want to step up to the microphone, just see Tommy P here. Let him know that you'd like to ask a question. He's going to get you in the running, and we'd love to have you. And if you want to join us on the phones, we want to hear from you too. Give us a call this morning, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Your chance to talk to Benny from Coastal Charters. Talk to Steve and have some fun with us. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up mic questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, we're live here at Dana Landing, beautiful spot on Mission Bay for the Bay Bass Seminar and Sale, shaping up to be one heck of a good day, dude.
Yeah, perfect for these AFCO adder. Adder down jackets.
At our house, it's the black puffy jacket.
Yeah, the black puffy jacket.
Just really comfortable.
And they're warm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
The AFCO adder. Of course, AFCO is a big part of your life, Benny Florentino.
Absolutely, yeah. My son being the marketing director. In fact, he called me going, hey, I saw Pete and Ricky wearing your jacket. Why aren't you wearing your
Yeah, indeed. They're great. And also, you're a Shimano Pro, too, I might add. And I might add that all reels and all rods, 10% off, and that would include everything that doesn't go on sale. I might say, like, a Shimano. Other stuff, too. So pretty much.
You can say that, but nobody else is going to say that.
Yeah. We're not allowed to say that.
But I'd come down and take advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's other things in there that we can't talk about, too. That are wearable that are also on sale, too. So
read between the lines. Yeah, you want to be here today.
Yeah, you want to be here today. So it just doesn't go on sale. But, Benny, Shimano, once again, coming out with some great stuff, right?
Yeah, there's some great product coming out. I'm field testing a few reels right now. Of course, the anglers will be really stoked to see what comes out again.
Oh, we're going to see some new stuff at Fred Hall Long Beach, I know.
Yes, we are. Yeah. And then, you know, for ICAST in July. So we'll see what comes around. You know, obviously, I can't talk about it. But there's some stuff that I am playing with that I played with for about the past month. So I'm real excited. Always excited when they call me and say, hey, I'm going to send this to you. I go, well, bring it on. Let's check it out.
But here's the crazy thing, too, is that if you go fishing with Benny Florentino at Coastal Charters, you get to use that stuff.
Yes, but you'll be signing a waiver of disclosure. So, yeah, it's really important. But, no, there have, and, you know, especially like the Tranks when I first had that in my hand, you know, the 3 and 400s, you know, the Corrado DC. I mean, heck, I've even Metanium DC, all these wild stuff that freshwater and saltwater that, you know, the Speedmaster, got to fish that.
What, nice. Benny, what is the amount of good rum we need to provide for you before you let loose and tell us about these things? You know, I mean, I'm just curious. Like, I'm sure there's a level. I don't know that it's probably a lot. But
right now, the 25 right now has been on the top of my list. Okay. You know, it's hard to get. Yeah. You know, it's like a good cigar.
Yeah,
you just it's hard to get, but you savor it.
Yeah, sure.
But the 25 is definitely at the top of the list. Okay. So
that'll let loose some Shimano secrets.
Absolutely.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out what the number is. That's
just
all.
Checking. Harry in La Jolla. Yeah, you're first up. Come on, step up to the mic there, Harry, and have a chance to win that Bob the Bone Carver carving, beautiful spotty, and also that pair of Piahi Maui Jim sunglasses.
What's up, Harry?
First of all, I want to say how fortunate I am to have fished with each of you on separate occasions.
Yes.
Benny, a few years ago, I put together a small group of people here in San Diego, and you brought the boat down.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still prepared to do that?
I am. I'm about an hour away now, which is a little bit closer than where I was before. So, yes, I can do that. Yeah.
How many people could we put on the boat?
Up to three.
Up to three.
Yeah.
Well, I think some of the fishermen here in San Diego need to know that instead of going north, that if they put together their little group of three, they can utilize you.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, well, I'm glad, Harry, and I'll be looking forward to having you again. I'm really weighing my options, you know. I'm kind of in the middle. An hour is better than an hour and a half, and I'm trying to weigh my options whether I want to move my operation or not. I'm going to wait till this year clears, and we'll see what happens next year.
Now, will you still run out of Dana?
I'll run out of Dana also. In fact, the trip I went to Clemente in about a week ago, I ran to Dana.
Yeah.
I met my guys in Dana. You know, they live right there in Tobico Canyon. So.
See, that's another – or will you go out Oceanside too?
I will. Yeah,
eventually, yeah. But see, that's the thing is he'll change locations as, like, if you want to go to Clemente or you want to go to Catalina, you can drive up north and go with Ben.
Yeah. Right. My home port, though, this year is going to be Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I'll be available to fish during the Fred Hall show in the mornings.
Ooh.
So that's going to be an option.
Man, yeah. I just see it the opposite. I think if I'm going, like, I want to go where Benny tells me I want to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I totally get where you're saying, Harry, and it's always nice to drive 20 minutes to go to your home port, but, like, I want to book my date and have Benny say, hey, man, you know, you want to go here. Like, we want to go out of Long Beach and we want to fish this stretch of coast.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like let the expert tell us where to go rather than handcuff him by saying, like, hey, I want to fish this stretch because it's lesser of a drive.
Like, for example, yesterday my guys wanted to go to Cat, and I said, you know, it's biting pretty good on the beach, you know. But really wanted to go to Cat, and I said, okay, let's go. You know, 12 bass later, we're on the beach. We're whacking, you know, we got 30 bass, you know.
And
so,
you got them.
So, you know, I go wherever people would like to go, but 90% of them goes, well, what do you want to do? I go, well, here's what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll say.
Well, we'll do that. I'll make sure that we're flexible.
Yeah.
The one thing that confuses me, though, is several years ago, I think two or three boats ago, I can't imagine why you keep getting a new boat because the equipment that you had on the boat and the boat itself, the facilities were just phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you, Harry.
And you're still upgrading. I can't believe that.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I'm real fortunate to have my relationship with Ranger Mercury. And, you know, I signed a new contract with Minn Kota Humminbird. And, of course, you know, Shimano, AFCO, Olukai, Maui Jim, those I've been with for a while. They really have confidence in what I do. So I'm real fortunate to be involved with those companies, having the best footwear, having the best eyewear, having the best vehicle to take people fishing. So, and of course, the gear to fish with, as you know, you didn't have to bring any gear.
Yeah.
Can I sign that non-disclosure thing right now?
Thanks, Harry, for coming.
Hey, Harry.
Appreciate that.
Here you go. Thank you.
That's cool.
All right. Alex. Alex is here from San Diego. Hi, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, Alex. Here's a
fresh clip for you. It's an AFCO hat for you. Good morning.
Good morning. I've been fishing here in, like, San Diego and in the Bay for, like, I think about, started when I was five, so about nine years now.
Wow.
Awesome.
And just a quick question is really simple, but when fishing for, like, spotted bay bass and, like, calicos and stuff, I started using braid, and I was just wondering, like, how long of a top shot, what, like, pound test, and should it be, like, mono or fluorocarbon?
That's a great question. Yeah. You know, I have to separate calicos and spotties. Like, for example, we fished in a tournament last week, the SBS Bay Tournament for spotties. I was fishing 20-pound Power Pro with 20-pound AFCO Psycho Pro fluorocarbon. Short, maybe 18 inches, real short, just for abrasion. On spinning gear, and then on the casting gear, I was fishing 40-pound Power Pro and fishing 25 and 30-pound because we were flipping. And then for calicos, I like to fish a little. I've been fishing lighter. I used to fish 65 to 40, but I've gone to 50 max quattro, which is like the diameter of 40-pound, and then fishing 30-pound fluorocarbon, the AFCO Psycho Pro. And again, short top shot or short leader, tying it with a RP or John Collins knot, four turn, and then a uni knot at the lure. And, you know, for spotties, fishing a little bit slower, fish slow. Calicos, like yesterday up in Palos Verdes, they had no problem eating a 5-inch MC swim bait with a 3/4 ounce head, on a straight wind.
Wow.
It was biting like summer. So. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, we're so fortunate to live in Southern California. Today they're probably really biting because of the, you know, warmer water. But great question.
Yeah.
Hope that helps you out.
Hey, you know what else, Alex, is this morning Corey was giving me a little lesson on those little MC slugs and for spotties in the bay. Go talk to Corey about fishing those. Says that is the hot ticket, and he'll tell you the techniques and everything there. So
if you're in Alex's shoes and you're getting ready to fill a reel, you got a lot of Power Pro options now, you know, Super 8 Slick, Max Quattro, original Power Pro, still fantastic. Like, how are you making that choice, and what are you using, you know, if Alex wants to put a spotty rig together? Like, what line are you deciding between those?
I mean, if he's using that spotty rig as a calico rig also, you know, a 200-size reel like a Corrado or a Corrado DC or even a Tranks 200, 40-pound is probably a good, you know, Max Quattro. It depends on you and how that feels for you. If you started fishing braid, I would probably start fishing the standard Power Pro because that's probably the best to start fishing with. And then kind of work from there. As you get your second reel, maybe go to Max. And then if you get like a 300 or 400 reel, maybe go to that Super 8 Slick, because that's what I'm putting on my 400s and 300s now, because the castability on those are phenomenal.
That version 2 is even better than it was before,
it's
too.
It's way good, yeah.
Why did you go from 65 to 50, Benny?
65 to 50? Just because it could cast a lot farther with some of the lighter lures.
Okay.
I'm throwing some really, really small lures now. So, you know, because we've had so much small bait, like I'm throwing these Jackal Rhythm Waves in 3.8s and even the 4.8s. So they're easier to cast off the reel, especially with a DC. And I tell you, with that Corrado DC, casting light lures like small crankbaits and even smaller swim baits with the bladed jigs, man, you could zing it a mile and cover a lot of water. So
good stuff.
And that's why lighter. Yeah, that's
yeah,
why lighter.
Indeed. Hey, Alex, thanks for coming down.
Thanks, buddy.
The landing. Appreciate that. Kevin in Escondido is here. Good morning, Kevin. We'll step that mic back up for Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
Good morning.
Good to be here. Thank you for having us.
I just mentioned to Ricky, I had a friend going out on American Angler this morning, a 15-day trip.
Nice.
Said it looks pretty good from the last trip that came in, the Avid trip. A lot of Wahoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Benny, you were talking about, like, last year, was it an umbrella rig?
Yes.
They still use those in the Big Bay?
I know some guys do, but if I was to do something different this year, I would strictly stay with a swim bait. That's just me. Seems like the fisher hunker down to structure. Seems like the baits kind of gravitated more to structure. It's still open. We saw a lot of bait last year, but I know metering some of these stones I fished last weekend and then prior to practice fishing, a lot of that stuff is out on the ledges, which is typically one on the drop-offs, and then any structure spot. You can still throw them, but it seems like those bigger ones are hunkered down next to big structures, so that's what I would do. I mean, for catching, a rig, hands down. You can catch all day. Yeah, catch all day with those.
And a side thought, you need any more anglers on your boat for the Big Bay Bass Tournament?
Unfortunately for me, I won't be fishing. I won't have a boat as of this week. So,
How long are you going to be out of a boat?
Maybe 2-3 weeks. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're still taking charters for Coastal.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. Yeah. I suggest if you're gonna do something in the summer, please book early because June, July, and August, July especially is filling already, especially weekends. So I'm suggesting weekdays is probably the way to go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right.
Thanks for coming down
to Dana Landing. Appreciate that. Steve, I know one of your other jobs is overseeing things at the Kona Kai Resort and on the docks there. And I was blown away when you told me yesterday you actually have a few slips available.
We do. We've been running 100% there for a little while.
Yeah.
But this time of year, people live in Arizona and bring their boat back, that type of thing. So.
Sure. Or they go down to Mexico or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, on the bigger stuff. But the bigger stuff, we don't have any room. We have like 30 and 34-foot slips. We have a few of them available, which typically aren't available.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And now is the time to get those slips because come spring, those are going to be gone.
Yeah. I mean, we have slips available. It kind of happens every winter. And then they fill up and then they're done.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the premier facility in San Diego. And if you want your boat there in August, this is how you make that happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get that thing right now. Exactly. And then come summertime when you want to be the closest to the bait receiver and you want to have access to all the things that Kona Kai provide, this is how you make that happen.
And that's the thing. For the price of a 30-foot slip, you get basically the entire resort.
The club membership.
It is a resort slip.
Yes.
I mean,
you get the gym membership.
You have
the pool.
Your boat there. Yeah.
Everything.
The gym, the pool.
The restaurant is fantastic.
The bar.
Everything.
Discounts and all of that.
Yeah.
And
full access to all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. And a great staff down there, too. So.
So literally, you have a clubhouse that's a 4-star resort that's just gorgeous, remodeled. I mean, they spend a ton of money on it.
Yeah.
Just beautiful spot. Plenty of parking.
Parking is key.
Yeah.
It comes
down in Shelter Island?
Yeah.
I was saying, let's face it, the nicest facility as far as dock and everything else
goes.
Yeah,
the docks are really
nice. That's the premier spot.
It really is. So.
So if somebody wants to get a slip at Kona Kai Resort in Shelter Island, they call Adam, right?
Call Adam, or I'll be honest, the easiest thing is to go to the website, konakaimarina.com, and just fill out an application. and picture of the boat and send it in to him. That's the easiest way. If you call Adam, he's going to tell you to go do that.
Go do that.
So it's kind of the easiest, and you kind of see what you have.
Yeah, see what's available.
Yep.
Perfect. All right.
Cool.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more stand-up, Mike. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
I can't even feel my toes.
Hey, I got to tell you, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And Benny Florentino,
Shimano gear,
and you were talking about that Corrado DC. Tell us about that reel. That's a game changer, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I can't tell you how many young anglers I taught to cast with that. And, you know, casting a bait caster is building confidence, right? And with that anti-backlash or control.
And it actually works.
No, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. So, and if you're throwing light lures like a small crankbait a long ways, man, it's phenomenal, especially on that lighter braid like that 50-pound or 40-pound Max Quattro.
Yeah, yeah. It's really I would highly recommend it for somebody that maybe has never fished with a bait caster or somebody that fishes a lot with a bait caster.
Absolutely.
I love that reel because you can cast
phenomenal.
A mile.
Yeah, absolutely.
So cool that you can use the same reel. You could dial up the control all the way up, maybe put it in the hands of your son or your daughter, somebody new to casting, give them the confidence to teach them how to cast. At the same time, you could take that thing, dial it back to where you want it for a performance casting advantage. I mean, that thing's the boss.
Yeah, and that's it. And as they get more proficient at casting, especially a young angler, you slowly back it off, and then they're getting distance.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, 5 yards, 10 yards, 15. It's like, whoa, dude, you just bombed the bait way out there.
That's so. It. Shimano Corrado DC available at your local Shimano dealer, like Dana Landing right here.
You got it.
Get
and
it
there's
right.
a deal
Get it
on
today.
It, too.
Get it today.
Indeed. Check it out.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Seen a great day. Boats are launching full speed. Crowds are gathering.
Even saw Ali going fishing today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from BD Outdoors. And And Corey, look at the people surrounding Corey, man. He's like the center of attention here at Dana Landing. And there's a lot of vendors all around. I mean, Sean's over there selling Sean and the gang over there at Fisherman's Processing selling the spices and rubs and giving away samples of their great products and stuff like that.
Let's not forget Ron Lane with his demos.
Oh, yeah.
All his demo boats today.
All his demo boats is also the Bixby motor. Motor
those
in them
are cool.
And stand-up paddle boards. And
you'll see a big, when you come down here to Dana Landing, you'll see a big Bixby tent. Just go up there, and if you want to try one, they'll take you right down on the dock, and you can cruise around on it, right?
They're all down there, yep.
Yeah, yeah, and Ron's got Traeger's over there on sale, and he's going to be hosting the Bay Bass Seminar at 10 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, they're going to be hosting the Lowrance Seminar over there.
Yep.
So that's going to be cool. You want to learn about Lowrance Electronics, learn how to read your meter, 9 o'clock at Fastlane, right next door here, Dana Landing.
Yep.
We're going to be able to check that out.
Couple of those Traegers are smoking some pulled pork or some pork right now.
Oh, nice. That's for the salty dogs.
Yep.
That are
going
to be served about 11:30, right?
Something like that. Yeah, right after. I think a little bit after the seminar.
A little sample of some of that new Salty Crew beer. By Coronado Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So a lot going on here at Dana Landing, right across the street from SeaWorld, right next to the Dana launch ramp.
You got it. Hey, and speaking of good times this morning and good fish. And it's time to find out what's biting with the Catchport, which today is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave for all the information. It's right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We're going to start off our catch report with our man, Captain Brian Woolley, who's calling us from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, not Dana Landing,
yes,
where we're at here in Mission Bay. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing great, buddy. Wish you were down here, man. We're having a good time.
Sounds like all kinds of fun stuff going on down there, man.
Great crowd, too. And what's going on at Dana Wharf? We're at Dana Landing. What's going on at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
Well, hey, we had another good week. Certainly, if you're up and out fishing in the morning, you can feel the temperature. It's a little chilly in the morning. The water's been a little bit cold, too, so things have slowed up a little bit here on our half-day zone. But still, you know, on the local bass action, we did have a couple standout days this week. I'd say, you know, some fish being caught in the live sardine and the rubber lures. You know, the days that we had the right tidal movement and, you know, a little bit of current certainly were the days that we were able to catch some fish. You know, seeing some bass up in the water column up near the surface and some of the kelp and stuff certainly was all predicated by the conditions and a little bit of water moving around. So some days near the surface and other days we've been fishing on the sinkers for the sand bass and the sculpin. The three-quarter day stuff for us right now, we're still on that sculpin program. The fishing has still been very good for that fish. As has been the case the last few weeks, again, that 5 to 7 inch Viejo swim bait. Certainly if guys are there, walk over and see Corey pick up some of those things. You know, it's interesting, you know, we've been able to, you know, pretty much exclusively target sculpin with that rig. And in areas where we traditionally catch, you know, lots of grouper, lots of reds. You know, it's nice that this little setup has really been good. We haven't really had to descend a bunch of rockfish. It's been good for us to just pretty much singly target that sculpin with that stuff. So we've kind of been getting what we need with that and then sliding into the beach and finishing the day on some of that bass action. So same program, though, in that lower kelp zone. Some days of mixed action, some days certainly better than others. And then finally here on our halibut derby, we did see a little bit of movement this week on our leaderboard. We got a 22-pounder take over the top spot, so that's kind of good to see.
Ooh,
that action happen.
Nice
one. Fish, man. That's great.
And this is typically the time
one.
Of the year that stuff starts to bite, right?
Absolutely. That's right. We're starting to see some fish showing in the 20 to 25-fathom spots in areas that we typically like to see this fish. So, you know, some of those traditional spots. So it's good to see some of that stuff filtering in. The Helena was out yesterday. He had a handful of fish drifting out there, some halibut. So certainly keep your eyes on that as that's starting to perk up here a little bit. So good bait sign as well in those areas. And I know those guys are out on the Clemente again today trying to get a few more fish for that. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, give the Landing a call. Our phone number here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out and link us right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage or danawharf.com. And use this code JAN, JAN25. That'll save you 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips with us.
Great deal.
Awesome, Willie. Certainly great times. Good fishing to be had. Glad to hear the sculpin are still biting so well. And congrats to the angler on that big halibut, man. That's awesome news. Appreciate a great report. We'll look forward to talking next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good time down there. We'll talk to you guys.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
That wraps up our catch for now. We'll probably hear from Gundy real soon.
I would bet we will. In the meantime, the new 2020 CCA Bill Varnay calendar is now available. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing, Turner's Outdoorsman. I'll bet you can come pick one up right now. And
got them at Dana Landing. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And it's probably on sale, right, Steve?
It probably is.
Yeah.
Also, you can check out fishthesurf.com. Great opportunity to buy that calendar. And there's not a better calendar to check the tides for your San Diego Bay tournament coming up next weekend.
Oh, you know, he does such
a good job.
It's on my wall every day checking it out. Hey, Arnie came down. He was supposed to bring Cowboy down, and Arnie came down with Cowboys donuts. Cowboys a little under the weather, right, Arnie?
Yeah, unfortunately, Cowboys, he's a little sick today, but what I wanted to...
But anyway, I wanted to talk about the... Before you start your dissertation about CCAs.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about Cowboy supplying the donuts and cookies over there, and they're free. Help yourself over there. That's what they're there for. And thanks to Arnie for picking those up. And get well, Cowboy. We miss you down here.
Yeah, buddy. Not the same without you.
Yeah. Actually, what I really wanted to do, Cowboy received an honor from the Escondido Senior Anglers here this month. He was presented with the Humanitarian of the Year Award. So I want to acknowledge that for Cowboy. And, Cowboy, I know you're probably listening at home. We all miss you out here. It's not the same without you after these live remotes, buddy.
And thanks for the donuts and cookies, Cowboy. We miss you for sure.
No doubt.
All right. Well, thanks for helping out, Arnie. Appreciate that very much. And you're picking up your grand prize from the Christmas Spectacular, the Shimano Rod and Reel today.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Ooh, thank you, Pete.
Oh, yeah. Don't let me forget. It's in the car.
Nice, Arnie.
Don't you forget. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, hey, Dennis and Linda Vista is next up. Come on up, Dennis. And let's get you set up on the mic. Ben's got a donut. Look at him. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I have two questions, one for you, Pete, and one for you, Benny.
Okay.
But, Cowboy, please get well. You're missed. Pete, I get the newsletter, and you had some lobsters on there you caught. Can you kind of give a location where you caught those and what were you using?
It was in the bay.
It was in the bay.
Yeah.
San Diego Bay.
Okay, and what were you using?
Yeah. It was in a bay, Tommy.
A bay.
Yeah.
Moro bay.
I was with Tommy Loudmouth over there. it was in the bay.
Yeah, they're a nice size.
Yeah,
what are you using?
Yeah, we're using sardine from Everingham Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Everingham Brothers, it's great stuff and works very well.
Okay, and Benny, you're a spokesman for Shimano, right?
I'm an ambassador for them, yes.
Oh, okay,
I will do my best to speak highly of them, yes.
Yeah, for 25 years I've been using nothing but Shimano. I only had one problem. Went to their shop. I was out within 10 minutes. Okay, their policy used to be for life, but someone told me that changed. Do you know anything about that?
I couldn't answer that. Yeah, I really can't.
I can speak towards that that I know that they had to put some written word down so that things didn't get out of hand. But still, even with their warranty changing to X amount of years or X amount of time, I've still yet to see, even when things are well past whatever the written warranty, and the warranty varies from product to product, I've still yet to see one, even that was well beyond the warranty written product, that them not replace. Yeah. But I think they have to put something into place just so things don't get ridiculous. But even when product is full out of the warranty card, I way more often see them replace, repair, do whatever. Like,
and lifetime warranty is rare now with manufacturers.
Oh, yeah.
Probably for that same reason. Yeah. But you don't typically see that. But like you said, it basically is. But they probably can't, you know.
I know what they do is they really do take care of the customers.
Yes.
Yeah. That I can tell you. They'll do their best to make sure that the product you purchased, and when you take it back and you receive it, that it is in its best condition possible. And I've just heard stories of them really taking care of the guests, the customers. That I can tell you.
We had a customer come in the other day with a reel repair, with a reel that Shimano hasn't made in over 10 years. They sent the reel in for service. You know, it was, hey, man, I love this thing. I know that it's, you know, 15 years old, but I love it. And the part that he needed, they were just out of parts. Shimano called him back and offered him to upgrade to a brand new reel that at the time was $50 more expensive.
Right.
For 25 extra bucks. It was like, there's just no way they should have done any
that's
of that.
That's customer
like,
service
they're, yeah,
right
they're,
there.
They're just the best, man.
Yeah,
I dig
for
it.
Sure. There you go. Dennis,
that's
thanks
why
for
I bought your model.
Yeah.
Because, man, I was in the shop. out of there within 10 minutes, yeah. And I never had a problem since.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good. Any problems, you, call Benny.
Yeah. All right, Dennis, thanks for coming down to Dana Land. Let's continue our catch report here.
You got it, man. We got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, standing by this morning. What's up, Gundy?
You guys are having fun.
Yeah, oh, good, yeah. Times, buddy. Good times.
And I agree with it. Shimano is the best, customer service, bar none.
Absolutely.
And humanitarian awards, Pete? Man, what kind of group are we hanging with tonight?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, I got to get to this fishing dope. It is good stuff. You know, the beauty of the beach is you, in the middle of January, you can have some fantastic catches. And what a week. Despite the middle of January, like I said, excellent catches, good barred perch fishing, some nice halibut catches this week, and several big striped bass, and that's what we're going to key on this week. The water's cleaned up, good tides on the backside of the moon, lots of bait around, anchovy, small sardine, and smelt, and that's kind of the key to that striped bass. Hook, line, sinker reported, limit soft fishing for barred perch, good catches reported from several beaches, including Goleta, Gaviota, Carpinteria. Wiley's reported good perch action along Ventura Oxnard beaches. Anglers report limit fishing. Most of the fish range from 1/2 to a pound. But there have been some quality kickers in. You remember last week we had a 3-pound, 2-ounce barred perch. That was a heck of a fish. Just Fishing reported 3 striped bass taken off Doc Weiler on cut anchovy. Those fish range from 6 to 9 pounds. And my buddy's kid, back from the University of Hawaii for break, was fishing off of Huntington, took a 20-pound striped bass there close to the Huntington Pier on a crocodile. They went back again last night, Pete, and they took a 19-pounder again on a crocodile.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so that's a heck of a deal. And then we also had a 12-pounder, a 14-pounder, and a 16-pounder taken off Del Mar. Two were on bait, one was on a flash minnow, so... I've been saying this, you know, I sound smarter than I am a lot, but I've been saying it's ideal distance for striped bass, but I didn't expect anything like this. What a heck of a week.
Dude, you can,
that's a really good week.
Yeah, you can legitimately say they're biting right now. Like, that's good fishing.
Yeah, the rock top, to go back and get one is something special, you know. Usually you could try for them and, you know, you'll get that shot, but go back the next day. But that's the thing about surf fishing. The conditions are ideal. The next day the tide's a little bit further, you know, and you get on the beat and you can catch multiples that way. So
man, that's cool.
Stay tuned. Hey, in Western Outdoor News, I just want to tell you guys I'm expanding the surf fishing report. We're now going to include bays and the harbors too. So we get so much input from that kind of small fishing, Steve, that I mean Pete and Rock Cod, that you know, that bay and harbor, I know you guys are keying up for that tournament down there, so I'm going to be asking you guys some questions. Come
yeah, you go.
Right on, Gundy. Well, we'll look forward to seeing the expansion in the next Western Outdoor News or upcoming Western News. And, man, appreciate a great report. Glad to hear about that good fishing and how cool about those stripers, man.
Get after those bait concentrations and, you know, river harbor mouths. Think about that for striped bass.
I like it. Great job, Gundy. Appreciate a great report, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks,
all right,
a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Wraps
Gundy.
Up our catch report.
You got it, man. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and more stand up to the mic questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of
salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.